From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I do want to remind you before I introduce you to our first guest today that on the website at klyt.fm in the Action Center there, you'll find information about the Christmas Critter Campaign and the catalog where you can provide for someone in Asia or Africa. Either a barnyard animal, a couple of chickens or a cow or what have you, to provide sustenance and actually create a family business to bless that family and the community that they are in. Maybe provide clean water in an area that, you know, this is something we take for granted every day. And some need to walk hours or miles just to get water every day. There's an opportunity to do that. Or support the indigenous missionaries that are delivering the gift to those in their community. And along with that gift that you send, they're bringing with them the gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You go to klyt.fm in the Action Center. You'll find the GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign banner. And prayerfully consider what you'll do in way of participation with that this season. With us on the phone, Mark Burton. Mark is he'll be the speaker at this month's Christian Science Fellowship of New Mexico meeting on Tuesday night. That's csfnm.org on the web. But Mark, thanks for taking the time to join us and give us a little tease about what's coming next Tuesday night. But before we get into that, for those not familiar, Mark, with the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico or its monthly meeting, kind of paint the picture of what people will find at Faith Church in Albuquerque on Central, right at Moon, the third Tuesday of each month at 7 o'clock as they meet each month.
Well, the Creation Science Fellowship looks at the background of evolution and creation. And it's been going on for a long time because the debate pretty much started with the Scopes trial back in the 1920s. And we're probably about the same perspective, only opposite, with the Scopes trial. The Scopes trial was banning evolution, and now the system pretty much bans creation. So we need that debate, and it's not being done in the general public. So that's why the Creation Science Fellowship tackles that, and we look at different scientific topics every month.
You know, Mark, later in the show, we're going to be talking with someone from the Heritage Foundation about a story on the Daily Signal about essentially the greatest danger America faces today is the ignorance of where the nation came from. And, you know, we're having conversations about, you know, what our founding fathers intended and what have you. But I think the same is applicable here. Much of the misunderstanding or believing of lies simply comes from not taking the time to equipping ourselves to not be ignorant when it comes to what God did in creation. Would you agree?
I would agree with that 100%. And that's why this area is so exciting to me as a scientist and engineer. I've got a background in engineering, both aerospace and systems engineering, and I'm seeing the same tools in design as we see in biology.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it didn't take me long after becoming a Christian to take a closer look, just as a layperson. I'm not an engineer, but it doesn't take much to see design and to see that we have a wonderful creator. And being a Christian, I know who that designer is. I know who that engineer is. Not just the human body, just take a part of the eyeball, you know,
right,
and
exactly.
what God has done, and to spend the time though, To hear from experts in the field like yourself. We've had Ken Ham on the show. Obviously, Ray Mondragon has spent a considerable amount of time on the air with us. But to get equipped and know the truth, not only to know the truth, but to be prepared to share it with others in love, hopefully you can ultimately draw them to the love and the truth of salvation through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mark, I know you put a lot of work into what you'll be sharing on Tuesday. And again, you know, I don't want to steal your thunder, but can you give us a good tease and give us something, you know, maybe compelling enough that those that maybe have never attended would say, you know what, I'm going to go check this out next Tuesday night at Faith Church Central and Moon at 7 o'clock.
Sure. The topic is systems biology, and most people would probably be more familiar with systems engineering because it's a systems approach to engineering topics, whether it could be mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, all the engineering fields that you can think of. I was involved in rocket building and launching in the Air Force and looking at what it takes to put together a successful missile. I was involved in the Peacekeeper missile, which was the largest delivery vehicle ever built for launching ICBM warheads. So you need a system to build it, to understand it, to operate it, to retrieve data, and the same thing is happening in biology. So that's what I'll be talking about on Tuesday. First of all, that it is evidence for biblical creation, because there's no other way that this could have happened. I was just looking at the number of transistors in a chip, and it's about 50 billion now. I don't know if you're familiar with Moore's law, that it's supposed to be doubling every 2 years. So back in the day, 60s, there was about 1,000 transistors on a chip. And now they're saying 50 billion. But do you know how many neurons there are in a human brain?
I don't, but I go back to, you know, and whenever neurology comes up, it's just, it's a reminder to me of the complexity of what our, you know, God did. No, it's impressive, but no, fill us in. How many?
Well, the article I looked at said there are 86 billion neurons in the human brain. So if you compare that to the number of transistors, there's more neurons in the brain than there are on a chip. But then you look at what a transistor does compared to what a neuron does. If you look at the picture, a transistor is binary and a neuron is multiple signals in and out. So it's just, even the single neuron outshines a transistor. So when you map all those neurons together, there's over a quadrillion synapses, connections in the human brain versus the binary of a transistor computer. That's like 10 to the 15th power number of synapses in the human brain. So we're looking at a computer, the best computer that's ever built, doesn't even compare to the human brain that God put together and has survived how many thousands of years.
Yeah, and God clearly knew better than to use ones and zeros simply, it sounds like.
Right, yes. And even our DNA, I'll get into this a little bit Tuesday, and that's the whole idea of systems engineering for biology, that our DNA is not a binary system, it's a quaternary system, where we have four pieces of information in the DNA that forms a code, just like a computer code. I don't know if you're familiar with higher level languages like C++ or Java, some of those languages, but that would be an upper level language that we use to code into a machine language that would be the binary. So what we don't see in biology is the higher level language that can be used to code into quaternary and form different aspects of life. No one's figured out how to create the life, but they sure want to manipulate it. So I'll be talking about that. What's the implications of wanting to manipulate life? How far along are we, and what's the future of that?
Okay, you know, one of the things we didn't mention, Mark, coming up Tuesday with the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico monthly meeting, it'll be at 7 o'clock at Central and Moon at Faith Bible Church. And one of the best parts we didn't mention to go and attend this meeting is it's free, 50-50. The price
That's
is right.
Correct. Right.
So we would encourage our listeners, you know, there's just a taste of what Mark's going to be sharing. And, you know, Mark, I think part of the frustrating part, maybe you've experienced this, I know I have and other Christians, to have the truth, whether it's in the conversation about creation or just simply, you know, not simply, but salvation. And, you know, how can you see all of this and not accept it? Well, the truth is, it's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And it's the Spirit who needs to remove the veil for someone to see the truth. Mark, what would you tell the Christian that, you know, maybe feels some of that frustration, but, you know, I'm going to tell you what I do. And you know what? Just continue to share the truth in love. That's our job. But in order to do that, we can't be ignorant about what the truth is.
Yeah, and I can add something to that. If you think about somebody spending most of their life, if not their entire life, studying something, teaching it, and almost preaching it, it's very difficult to give up and turn over to a whole different mindset. And this would be the change from evolution to creation. So I can understand where they're coming from, and it's just a nagging thought in the back of their mind that it just doesn't fit. And the more we know about biology, it's becoming more than a nag. It's becoming a scream.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mark, listen, not only do we appreciate the investment of time you're taking to prepare this message you'll be sharing at the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico monthly meeting next week. I personally know you've invested a lot of time in educating the youth in our community, and that's an investment in our, you know, in our community, and it's an eternal investment, and it's greatly appreciated. Really do appreciate all that you've done, and the time you've taken today to share with us, to give us a tease of what's coming Tuesday night. Mark, so much appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
And welcome to have you back on another time.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. Coming up, Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family's the Daily Citizen. We'll get to our next segment after the break on ABQ Connect.